Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today. Hey, I am live today with Layla, and I'm so excited because she was a special guest expert in my Coach Inner Circle program for my clients. And she did an amazing talk and session with my clients on how do you build your personal brand and how do you feel confident and authentic in your messaging and when you're putting yourself out there in public speaking and not worried about messing up or giving the wrong answer and looking stupid. That's a big one I hear from people. So Layla, why don't you introduce, how did you get into being this personal branding coach? And we'll go from there.
Thank you, Haley. Yes, it was a pleasure being on your circle of coaches, and I really, really loved it. And the questions were like really to the topic. I have a passion for this. Like, I love having people asking me about how they can elaborate on their personal branding, how they can enhance their image and so on. And how I came across this. So from a younger age, I was very considering how I present myself. Like, I always, because I was shy, I was very much of an introvert. I was very shy. And I always felt like I was left behind in the corner at school and my peers and my friends. And I always like watched how people have some courage and some confidence to go and speak. And I would always be hesitant to lift my hand at school in class to ask a question. But over the time with my jobs that I've taken, I've worked in sales and marketing. You have to go and do like meeting clients. You have to start. So I had some training and how to overcome my obstacles of being shy. And over my journey, where I was like into a point that I was really well, I've been working in like public relations. I was a spokesperson. I find that public speaking for me was the push or the motivation to overcome my shyness and to overcome my uncomfort being in front of people. And that gave me confidence. Like, I jumped into what I was fearful of. And I always tell people, it's not that you do not have any fears. Everybody have fears. It's how you deal with fear, how you overcome your fear, not by techniques and stuff. You just jump into it. Like, whatever you fear, just go into it. And that's the only way, if that works for me. Long story that I want to just like put it into very small prospect, that I got cancer at about 15 years ago. And when I had that life that I thought it was good, and then I had cancer, my view of life was different. And I looked at myself as my identity as a cancer survivor, what matters for me most. And I had to do some review about my values and about what matters in life for me. What are the things that I'm passionate about? And I wanted to have a life that it's meaningful. Not long ago, after my surviving from cancer, I'm finding that kind of identity for myself. And I started my own business at the time, and I was helping businesses with their business planning. I was working with a non-for-profit and so on. The war hit my country, and then I had to flee my country, and I had to come to Canada. And then when I came to Canada about 11 years ago, I felt that I lost my identity. And I did not know who I was anymore because nobody knew who I was. All the things that I have worked for, like almost 40 years of my life that I've been working, and had established a name and a reputation and a brand for myself and an image of myself, it's all gone. So I had to struggle all over again to find that identity all over again. And while I went through depression mode, it was like really very tough. And all those ups and downs and those like things that I had to overcome made me who I am right now, because I looked back at all the struggles that I faced and all the suffering and how those made me the person that I am now, capable of understanding others. And then being more compassionate, I can feel for others, and I know how they, what is their feelings and what their struggles are in their journey. So I started coaching one-on-one in that field first. And then I've always been someone that likes how to look good, how to dress well. And with my public speaking, people were just coming to ask me about how they can dress up and how they can go for an interview, or how to do like to, for a job interview or meeting or whatever it is that they needed to present themselves. And I found that very entertaining, because I would go shopping with them or help them with the closet and so on. But then I put all this all together with my background in sales and marketing, my degrees, my studies, and all of the things that helped me to become who I was on my own. And I wanted to share that with others, because I have I don't want to repeat the word passion, but it is really a passion and a motive. When I see someone succeed, it gives me satisfaction. So, you know, putting all this together, the love of doing this for myself and being really very motivated to see everybody succeed around me, because we pull each other, we help each other, we support each other. And then I came up with this. I was working, as I said previously to you several times, that I was doing that one-on-one in person locally. And then with the flow of everybody going online, I mean, you cannot scale as much when you're working locally with people. And I still love doing that, and I still do that. But I thought about moving online, and I started to see like it's a bigger horizon. And that's how I created my personal branding from a perspective, not only of how you look just like tied up and professional, but more of being authentic, how you will be showing yourself, the connecting with people. People would know that they can rely on you. And that is my approach for personal branding.
I love that. Yeah. And what a amazing warrior story for you, having overcome so much. And I think the common theme there is you realized you can reinvent your identity at any time. And it's not about what happens to you, but it's a story you tell about it and how you manage it when it does, when obstacles do happen. So kudos to you for really using, you know, your obstacles as opportunities and working through those and doing the inner and personal work required. So when it comes to creating a personal brand, what does a personal brand mean to you? And what should we be looking out for if we want to be confident in our personal brand?
The personal brand is the, let's say, the out of the package of what is inside. So you are, as a person, you have, like, if you look at yourself as a product, let's just assume that you're a product, like you have a package, you have the wrapping, you have the box, you have the name, you have the logo, you have the label. So if you are to look at yourself like that, what is inside is the content. And even if you have a beautiful packaging, if the content is not of a value, after you open the package, you would see that this is not really something that I really want. I don't like to keep that. I don't want to connect with that, whatever it is. So there is some kind of quality that is inside anything that you want to purchase or buy or have or keep in your house or to connect with, even your phone or whatever it is, something, all the products. So I look at personal branding is how you package a quality content. The quality content is your values. It's your skills, your strengths, your passion. So these are the four corners of what makes you a unique brand, because nobody is like the other. We all have similar values. We might cross roads by values. Many people would have similar passion. They would have certain skills, but nobody has exact same values plus passion plus skills plus strengths. No one. Everybody has some sort of that. And that's how we connect with others, because we connect with others if we share their values. If maybe we share the passion, we will find them working something like in your hobby. If you want to paint, or if you love to sing or to dance, you will see people that they would be, you know, encountering each other in certain circumstances or environment. But if you can, and I always have those four things to start with when I coach with people, write down all your values and then choose the top three of those values. Then go and then look at what are your strengths. What do you feel that people will come to you and say, this is your strengths. I come to you because you can do this. And list them. They might be 10, they might be 15, they might be, I don't know how many, but at least have two or three that are your most top strengths. Then you can go and see, what are my skills? So the skills is something that you could do, maybe organizational skills. Maybe you're good with negotiation. Maybe you're good with your like public speaking. Maybe you have some skills into like listening. Those are good skills. It doesn't matter what kind of skills. It might be skills that just like you like to maybe paint or draw, or maybe just like write notes, whatever the skills you have. Those are the unique skills, and put all also a top two or three. Then all, and then next, you can also look at your after skills is the your, we said passion, we said skills and values. Then you have your strengths. So the strengths are something different than skills. Skills is something that you're good at, but the strengths is what gets you going. Like if you're courageous, if your strengths is that you're compassionate, if your strengths is something that you are resilient, you're somebody who can overcome adversities, you don't let anybody crush you or something. Your strengths might be something else, might be not something that looks that's really strong, maybe being so warm at heart. Maybe that's your strength. Doesn't have to be somebody really very strong and brave. It might be your shyness might be your strength. Maybe that's how you approach people, being kind, being soft. So whatever it is, everybody has different things to feel proud of. Write them down. And there's a template that I help people with writing their brand message and their brand statement. And then that would be the one that they come to people and address themselves as such. So as I said, the branding is your package. So when people see you, when they see Haley, they know Haley always come like as a confident person that is approachable. She's understanding. She listens to me. She provide me with safe space. So this is part of your brand. I don't like know you that long to know all of your brand, but over the time, the brand can elaborate, can be evolved. It doesn't have to be the same, because your values might stay constant most of the time, but your strengths might be different. Maybe you would gain a new kind of strength. You get a new skills. You might be passionate about something else. You got introduced to something new, so you get more passionate about something else, and that would change your brand. But there is the core always that you keep. So yeah, that's brief.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And thanks for the analogy of the package you open up. And I love that. So when it comes to confidence in our personal brand and kind of being confident when we present ourselves, any tips about, you know, because you said you had the fear, but you still did it and you just jumped right in. So that's tip number one. But when they aren't fearing, you know, feeling the fear, any tips about how you manage that in interviews or when you're speaking or things like that?
Well, I had been, like I could tell you, the first time I was on stage, I was in grade two, and the room got like black. I couldn't see anybody. There was no head there. I was just like, I thought I went blind. And I think most people, when they stop and talk first time, and I still had it, that for like longest time, the first time you step on a stage, the room would go like really blurry. Like you won't see anybody. You won't see their faces. You feel like even in your ears, you start like this sound of echo, and then you cannot even hear your voice and your voice is shaking. This is normal. Even the most like skilled and experienced speakers, they do have sort of that. the beginning will be harder. And then one tip that I have worked for me, and it would work for anybody, try to find one person, one dot, one spot, and look at that person. Once you can identify the heads of people, because it will be really blurry, and then look at one person. Doesn't matter if you know that person or not, because you might be in a room of strangers you never met before. Look at any person and then try to focus your eyes to that one person, and then try to focus that into their eyes. And once the image in front of you got more clear, that the blurry vision is started to clarify, and you can start seeing that easily, ease your gazing into another person, to the one on the, to the right, and then later on, and then put your head up and then look further, and then on the other side, and then that would make you feel like more calm. And speak quietly. Don't rush in speaking. Just speak quietly, even if the first few sentences are not coming up really clear, and then you feel like your voice is shaking. That's fine. Everybody knows that would happen. They don't see it. They don't hear it. It's only you. And even I say, I know it might be very tough. People usually, they just look at the paper and they speak from a paper. That's the worst thing, because that you think that you are saying the content of the text or the whatever you want to, the topic they want to talk about. People want to connect with you. So try always to keep eye contact. That is always my advice to people when they start talking in public.
Yeah, that's a great actionable tip. Everybody here today, next time you're in your interview, try to envision that. If it's online, envision that one face of your ideal client. If it's in person, find that one person in the crowd you can connect with. So one of the things I want to mention is you have a couple of freebies and places people can find you. So what are those places, and where should people go if they want to learn more about all the stuff that you do?
So I do have my Facebook page, which was personal, and then I'm turning like my personal page, Leila Rame, and then I can share that later with you. And I have my group, which of the people who really are interested in learning more about personal branding, so that I have my group, Amplify Your Signature, and I share some live sometimes, and I do masterclasses, and I do virtual dinner parties. I call them virtual tea parties. Anybody is welcome to join them. I do them at least once or twice every month. There's no selling, no pitching. It's just and it's not really networking, but it's a room for people to online to get together, and we talk about one topic at a time, and they will be like breaking up into rooms and asking questions. So that's a way to connect and learn. And I do have a few templates. I have the templates about like your personal brand messaging and your personal brand statement. I can share that with you. And I do have also the a blueprint of a questionnaire that you can ask yourself, 24 questions, that once you answer those questions, it would give you a guidance to creating your personal brand.
Amazing. Well, I would invite everybody to fill out your personal brand, you know, questions and that statement sheet, and then combine it with my free niche training at HaleyRowe.com, because that'll help you with who you're trying to speak to, who is your audience. And then when you put those two things together, you're like, wow, my messaging is on fire. I'm ready to go. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we'll probably have you back at some point in this group. Thanks for coming, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Haley. It was a pleasure being here again. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful, and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.